Today, I will teach you how to find an Amazon product using PPC. Now, the beauty of this method is you're going to find products that shoppers are searching, but oftentimes Amazon sellers are not selling. Welcome back to the Jodcast. This is Seth Kniep, Keeping It Real, your host, where in 20 minutes or less, we teach you how to sell on Amazon FBA. PPC is incredible. PPC is not just a way to get your product selling. It is an information gatherer. It will find information for you at a level that no other tool out there can find. Helium 10, Niche Hunter, Jungle Scout, AMZ Scout, Amazow, none of them match up to what PPC can do because PPC was created by Amazon on their platform. When you use PPC correctly, it allows you to find products that don't even exist on Amazon yet. And yet, shoppers are searching for those products. Here's the big disadvantage to using software to find products. You are looking at the same products that other Amazon sellers are looking at. You don't know who else is going to launch the same product you're planning on launching. You don't know who else is a month ahead of you and they hit the market with a splash. And now it makes it harder for you to catch up. Every product you launch using PPC to find the product is going to dig up a cluster of keywords and potential products. For example, let's say you launch a makeup bag. When you run PPC on Makeup Bab, your PPC campaigns are going to show you keywords that Amazon shoppers are searching that you may not have even put into your listing, like lipstick case, or dance bag, or waterproof bag, or even lipstick. All of a sudden, you have a whole cluster of keywords that you may not have even known about previously. It gives you a sweep search of a market niche just through one listing. Have you ever noticed when you launch a product on Amazon and you're running PPC and you go download that keyword report? There's all these keywords that come up, especially if you're using broad match or automatic campaigns that you never even thought of. And you go, I wonder if I should launch that product as well. Because man, this product gets a lot of attention. Let me give you an example. It's like concentric circles. Let's say you launch a product that is a man's shaver. Well, that means customers searching words like shaving cream or triple blade shaver are also going to be relevant. They might pop up on your PPC campaign. And that might stretch out over to a keyword such as eyebrow trimmer, which is relevant to the other keyword I told you about, the makeup bag. Oh, and by the way, makeup bag PPC campaign is going to bring up a keyword like powder brush or mascara or beeswax lipstick. Back to the man's shaver, it might also pull up hair health supplement, which might pull up dietary supplements, which might pull up first aid kits, which might pull up shut-eye sleep aid, which might pull up vitamin C capsules. In a matter of seconds, we already have over 20 product ideas, but all we did is launch one product, man's shaver. You see, the reason PPC is such a powerful research tool is because customers search Amazon to buy products. This means that searches directly indicate demand. And if you know what customers search for, you know what's in demand. Like if I find someone searching something on Google, that doesn't necessarily mean they want to buy it. It could mean they're researching it for a term paper. With PPC, you can see what Amazon shoppers are searching, but no one or few sellers are selling. And if you can find demand without supply, you could be onto a gold mine. Now, when you use PPC, there are two kinds of products you're going to look for. You're going to look for an improved version of a product that already exists, or you're going to look for a brand new product, not on Amazon yet. Let's say it's an improved version of a product that already exists, whether it be yours or someone else's. For example, a coffee mug. A white coffee mug. Well, that's a variation off a coffee mug. Or maybe accessories. Coffee mug plus coaster. Or maybe a new design. Coffee mug with square handle instead of round handle. You see, already my listing or someone else's listing, because I'm running a PPC campaign on my listing, it is giving me ideas on how to improve the listing itself. I mean, if you're selling a camera bag and it doesn't have a strap, and when you run the PPC campaign, the broad match starts showing you that customers are searching for camera bag with strap, maybe that's an indication you should differentiate your product by adding a strap to the camera bag. PPC is showing you what they want. I mentioned that PPC is used to find two types of products. First one is improved version of a product that already exists. The second one is a new product. For example, a coffee mug warmer, something that warms a coffee mug. So maybe you launched a coffee mug, but by launching that and running PPC, what you're really doing is you're looking for a product that doesn't exist, because obviously coffee mugs have existed on Amazon for centuries. Okay, maybe not centuries. And now you discovered a coffee mug warmer is something people are searching for that you yourself should be manufacturing and selling. So the question comes up, of course, well, Seth, how do I use PPC to find brand new products? Very simple. Step number one, purchase a small quantity of items from a wholesaler, a closeout deal, Walmart discount shelf, or even the Ibu Fujian marketplace. If you don't know what Ibu is, it's a city located in China. It is the location of the largest small commodity market on planet Earth. I've been there three times to give you perspective. If you walk through this marketplace and you spend only 5 minutes in every shop and you do this all day, every day, it will take you over 6 years to get through the entire marketplace. But I digress. Step number one, purchase a small quantity of items. Step number two, create a new keyword-rich Amazon listing with basic photos. Now, keep in mind, the purpose of this campaign is not to sell products. What? Are you serious? Why would I spend the money in sourcing a product that I'm not trying to sell? Because you are spending money on products instead of software, because you're going to find products that most people don't even know about, and it's going to differentiate you from the competition in long term. You should make a lot more money. The purpose of this PPC campaign that you are creating is to find products. The purpose of creating the listing is to create the PPC campaign. You cannot create a PPC campaign without a product in Amazon. So literally, you're gonna go buy 50 coffee mugs, for example, from Walmart. You're gonna list it on Amazon. You're gonna create a keyword-rich listing, run a PPC campaign, and a week later, you're gonna have a plethora of keywords shoppers are searching, and some of them you're gonna go, whoo, this product is being searched, and it's not even on Amazon. And now you found a potential product to sell that no one else knows about, hopefully. Now, keep in mind that when you purchase a small quantity of items, step number one, create the keyword-rich Amazon listing, step number two, with, by the way, basic photos, because you're not trying to sell, you're just trying to collect data. Keep in mind that you don't need to differentiate your listing. Your listing serves one purpose, and that is to run a PPC campaign to figure out what customers are searching on Amazon. So your listing at its core should include great copy. Why great copy, Seth? Well, the more keywords that are in there, the more other keywords it's going to generate. Like, for example, if it's a makeup bag and you put in there toiletry or makeup brushes. Remember before I gave you an example of one keyword can lead to the next, and before you know it, you have 20 different product ideas? That's the idea. If you're starving your listing of keywords, like if it looks emaciated, like it's just got just bones and skin and no fat or meat on it at all, you're not gonna get very many keyword ideas from this listing. So you've gotta make sure it's keyword rich, not just in the title, but also in the bullet points and in the product description. By the way, if you're just lost right now, you're like, Seth, what the heck are you talking about? Meet with a team member, jod.com/freedom. Meet with a team member, ask them to explain to you what the heck Seth was talking about in this Jodcast. Maybe your team can help you and teach you everything about this. Additionally, simple, basic photos. You know, you're not trying to get this listing to convert into sales. You're just trying to get people to interact with it through PPC. You know, one of our students did this and they bought like 50 items from Walmart and they sold out within like a couple hours. And he was profitable. I mean, he made money and this wasn't even the product he was trying to sell. He looked for a boring product. That's the goal. You're not trying to sell. You want to create a listing to get people to click on it to find out, oh, they're searching for this keyword. And then the next step is you're going to run PPC ads on these products to find other products Amazon shoppers are searching. So let me recap that really quick. You purchase a small quantity of items. I told you where to purchase them from. You're going to create a keyword-rich Amazon listing. I explained that. You don't need to differentiate your listing. You understand. I explained what your listing should include. That's simple. And then you're going to run PPC ads on these products to find other products Amazon shoppers are searching. And then you're going to use that keyword data, because remember, you can download the keyword report, to launch a brand new product that no one or few are selling that puts you massively ahead of the competition. Now, Bobby McGee always walks into the studio at this moment and says, hey, Seth, how do I use PPC to find an improved version of my product? You told me how to find a new one. What about an improved? Well, it's simple. If you're already selling a line of products, use PPC to find new products to complement your current offerings. Just optimize the ad campaign on your current product listing or create a new ad campaign if you are not currently running one. This is a very inexpensive technique as you can leverage PPC ads you were already running. You don't have to go pay some marketing firm to do a focus group study to find out what the world wants. You just create the Amazon PPC campaign and it will tell you within days. Many of the new designs you can find can complement your current offerings. So I already talked about this, but variations of your current product, accessories to bundle it, new design of your product, these are all ways you can do this. Now, let me break down exactly what you need to do, because everything I taught you today will only have value if you go and implement it. I don't want you to get to work or get home, get out of your car, and just go on with your married life. Do something with this. Do something with this. The only time I made money when I worked at Apple and I started making money on the side that gave me enough to leave Apple is when I moved to action. I had to do. And let me tell you, nothing inspires action like action. So here's what you're going to do. Find a place. It could be walmart.com. It could be a Target where you can find products that sell for pretty cheap. Purchase a small quantity. And I mean generic products. It could be coffee mugs. It could be candles. It could be pillows. Whatever you want. Just make sure it's in the product category that you know you want to sell products in. Second, create a listing on Amazon. We teach how to do this in Amazon FBA Mastery. You just create that listing. Make sure it's full of relevant keywords to the product. It's got a title. It's got bullet points. It's got the description. Third, don't differentiate the listing. Just use basic photos. That's all you need, along with the copy. And then you're going to run a PPC ad campaign on that listing. 1 week later, you're going to come back. You're going to download the keyword report. And because you ran broad match keywords, what's going to happen? Let me just give you an example. Let's say you sold coffee mugs on Amazon. That's what you listed. When you run broad match, you're going to notice that other keywords relevant or similar, when a shopper searches something else like brown coffee mug or round handled coffee mug or square handled coffee mug with coaster, that your listing pops up and that data will show up in your keyword report. It's going to show you other related keywords that shoppers are searching. And because they search that, you know they're interested in that. The last step is you get all the keywords that are relevant to your listing, but not exactly the same, and search them on Amazon and see if that product listing already exists. If it does not exist on Amazon already, you found a brand new product. You are already light years ahead of the competition. Now, there's a lot more to this. In our training, we actually have 4 entire lessons devoted into this. I mean, we break down what your ACoS should be. It should be almost nothing, but we talk about that. We talk about the number of impressions, your click-through rate, like everything. We literally give you parameters so you know exactly what to look for. But at the least, take this information and go apply it today. It is not hard. You can just start by buying 10 products. Don't spend a bunch of money. Create the listing, run PPC, and blow your mind out of the water with what you find. The opportunity is insane. I mean, there are tens of millions of listings on Amazon, thousands of listings being created, new ones every day. This place is, Amazon's so big, it is impacting the market. A lot of people say, well, do you think Amazon's going to last? Why? Well, the market's bad, the inflation. Look, Amazon's so big, it influences the market as well. It's not just the market to Amazon, it's Amazon to the market. It's so big that it influences the market. E-commerce, international commerce, Target.com, Walmart.com, Shopify, all these other businesses. That's good news. And if you're going, Seth, okay, this is great. Thanks for the information, but could you just please help me a little more? Meet with a team member, jod.com/freedom. Apply to meet with a team member. They can walk you through, help you understand this better. They're not going to give you a full like 20-minute free training like I just did, but at the least, they'll show you what you can do to get started and see how we can help you as Just One Dime Coaching. Hope this has added a lot of value to your day. Keep on going. Do not give up. Remember that every obstacle is something to make you stronger. You have control over your mind and what you choose to believe and how you view things. So decide today that this thing in your skull, this brain, is so powerful. If you simply choose to believe, you can and you go. Like Bob the Builder. You guys remember Bob the Builder? Boy, my kids loved Bob the Builder when they were little. What did they say? Can we do it? Can we fix it? And the answer was, yes, you can.